This is Customs Market, one of the biggest markets in Juba. Looking around, one would think COVID-19 does not exist here. Most traders and customers carry out their transactions without observing social distancing or wearing face masks. Juba resident Melin Isaac Demir, who resides in Nyakron, an area bordering the market, admits he no longer believes COVID-19 exists.
For now, you know, things are like there is no COVID-19. I was so scared by then of dying of COVID-19, yet my time of dying is still. I felt like COVID-19 is not there in South Sudan, simply because of what is happening. You may hear today there is lockdown, tomorrow, and there is no lockdown.
Isaac says he routinely uses taxis without wearing a face mask and says people continue greeting each other as though there is no pandemic.
You find people are just freely like they used to be in the previous years, 2019 and 18, 17, you know, before. So COVID-19 in South Sudan is not a disease. It's not a deadly disease as it used to be in March.
The report released today reveals Isaac is not alone. According to a study conducted in June and July across the country, 99% of respondents were informed about COVID-19 due to accessible information provided by the South Sudan Ministry of Health and various aid organizations. Gopinath Durairajan, head of communications for development at UNICEF, says, unfortunately, most people who know about the pandemic refuse to follow preventive measures.
Communities practice around physical distancing and social distancing in communal places is not that, it's not very positive.
The study concludes that the tendency to ignore social distance or wear face masks undermines efforts to curtail the spread of the pandemic. Researchers spoke to respondents in 4,200 households across the country's 10 states. Durairajan says researchers found out that while around 80% of COVID-19 cases are asymptomatic, communities do not have information about those cases.
We need to, learn to live with corona around us. It's very important that communities practice physical distancing everywhere they are in.
Dr. Richard Lako, the Health Ministry's incident manager for COVID-19, says the findings indicate the country is still far from curbing the spread of the disease. He says cultural beliefs hamper the fight against the pandemic.
Shaking hands is a risky behavior. So it's like, and the message when you say people should not shake hands, then it's like you are telling people not to greet each other, that we can greet each other in another way. And so then they don't get that. Their understanding is shaking hands is like this. And in our cultures and norms, if somebody extended his hands to you to shake your hands and you refuse, that would look like an offense, right?
Stigma attached to people who test positive is another obstacle which enables the virus to spread, says Dr. Lacombe. He says more needs to be done to encourage communities to fight the pandemic.
We're disseminating information, but we're not engaging the communities, the people, because communities are the real stakeholders in this fight against COVID. We need to put them in the front line.
According to the latest figures released by the Health Ministry, 20,794 samples have been tested nationwide. There are 2,533 positive cases, including 1,296 recoveries and 47 deaths. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.